It is 17:17 past the hour, the day after Thanksgiving, Black Friday, and she arose. Jackie Reed, let's go inside her story. Morning, Jackie.
Good morning, Skip. Good morning, Dia. Good morning, Damon. Listen, guys, for many, Thanksgiving is a day of celebrating, of feasting with family and friends. But for another group here in the U.S., it is a day of mourning. In fact, they say the story of that first Thanksgiving between the Pilgrims and the Native Americans that we all learned in elementary school is a myth. I'm going inside her story with Dr. Joyce Rain Anderson. Good morning, Dr. Anderson.
Good morning.
Now, explain for us, you know, the story that we know and the story that you and Native Americans know.
So I think the story of Thanksgiving is promoted as part of the American story. Mm-hmm. That is that the country needed a story in order to get itself going. And what better than to say, you know, the Pilgrims and the Native Americans came together and had a feast on a particular day. I think that part of the problem with that is that we perpetuate this mythology of two groups coming together, which is true. However, shortly thereafter, so many other things began to happen, and Native peoples were dispossessed of their land.
And in addition to that, Dr. Anderson, there was a lot of death among Native Americans, right, at the hands of the Europeans who came here?
Exactly. In 1637, there was the Pequot Massacre, which where the colonists went and burned out the Native Americans, the Pequot, from their home, locked them into a fortress and just burned them. So those kinds of things are not the things that are taught in our histories.
So what is, you know, the celebration of Thanksgiving in this country with all the media attention and advertising, you know, that's shown, what's that like for many Native Americans who see this as a day of mourning?
Well, so I think it's different for different Native Americans. And so I think that as we think about Thanksgiving, you know, for us, it's really that we think about living our lives in cultures of gratitude, and so Thanksgiving, to a large extent, happens every day. We also have various other Thanksgivings during the year. So, in particular, Strawberry Thanksgiving, which is New Year for us, which happens in May or early June, where the strawberry is the first fruit to appear to us as food. So it's a renewal. It's that kind of thing.
Isn't there also a rally in Massachusetts?
Yes, there is. There is the National Day of Mourning, which started about 47 years ago, and it started because Plymouth itself, the town of Plymouth, has a parade, and they had asked Frank James to speak, but then when they saw what his speech was going to tell more truth about what happened with between the colonists and the Native Americans, they disinvited him. And so the National Day of Mourning was born out of that. And so people gather at Coles Hill and give speeches and parade and bring attention to the things that have happened to Native Americans, not only in New England, but across the country.
I was going to ask about New England because I'm from Connecticut, and I know the Pequots have a lot of casinos there. I was going to ask about the significance of what happened in New England.
So I mean, if you think about, you know, not only the Pequot Massacre, but following in 1675, King Philip's War, where Metacom tried to gather all the different tribes and to force the English out, but then he was also defeated in 1676, killed in the swamp. But I think that one of the other things that happened during that is that the Narragansett and Wampanoag tried to hide their women and children in the swamp, and the English came in again and burned out that particular area where they had settled. that, you know, was mostly women and children who were defenseless against some of the attacks that the colonists were making.
Dr. Anderson, can I ask you about Standing Rock and the protests that are going on there? Do you know many people that are part of that protest?
That,
of course, is against the Dakota oil pipeline that they say will destroy sacred land and the drinking water of the tribes there. Can you tell us?
Exactly. Well, you know, what is going on at Standing Rock, I think, is emblematic of the fight that Native peoples have been having for centuries. As we think about protecting the earth for our, you know, generations yet to come, all we continue to do as a country is extract these fossil fuels from the ground. We need to move to more sustainable kinds of ways of taking care of ourselves. What's happening at Standing Rock is just monumental, where people are really coming together to support what's going on with the Dakota Access Pipeline, and where they were going across the river further north in a white community. And those people said, no, this will poison our water. So they moved it down to unceded territory of the Standing Rock Sioux, unceded from the 1851 Fort Laramie Treaty, and now it's going to once again exploit Native people. If it breaks, it's not a question of if, it's when it breaks. It will compromise the water of these people and the 18 million people who get their drinking water from the Missouri River.
All right, Dr. Anderson, we thank you for your time and sharing with us, you know, all about the Day of Mourning. Thank you.
Thank you very much for having me.
Thank you, Dr. Anderson. Very deep. I had no idea.
Yeah.
All right.
It's educating for a lot of people.
Well, Jackie, go get your shop on Black Friday.
Bye, you guys.
Thank you, hon. 24 past the hour.